Welcome, welcome, one and all, boys, children, slugs, snails, of all colors, of all ethnicities.
Kangaroo?
Of all backgrounds.
Did we ask kangaroo?
Yeah, no, you can't. I saw that Kangaroo Jack movie, dude, and I'm terrified of kangaroos.
Kangaroo Jack, damn.
That fucking movie.
Dude, you're going in my memories.
Mama's gonna knock you out.
Yeah, dead. I saw that. I saw that in French, so that's worse.
So it's even more terrifying. There's just guys yelling politely at each other the whole time it's happening.
In French, it's like, it's so polite.
Yeah. It's Whispers from the Void. I'm Evan.
And I'm Phil DeVitas for the intermittent takes. We're tuning in, folks.
Hopefully you're all having a pretty banger week. Phil is not. Phil said that he's tired today, so we're going to get to the bottom of that.
I'm always tired, but I'm also tired for one thing. Do you know the series Squid Game on Netflix?
I actually am watching it with my wife right now. Before you even go for it, I am on episode 4. I haven't started it, but I'm going
honestly,
to watch it.
Honestly, I finished it. I don't want to spoil or anything. I just said
you finished it.
Yeah, I finished it.
How many episodes are there?
9. And I honestly, like,
I don't think I'll ever finish it.
Watch it. But honestly, we should talk about it for a future episode because there's something to say.
I can tell you right now that red light, green light game is nuts.
This one is nuts. I'm just talking about a story because it resembles to another to a movie that maybe you know, Battle Royale.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's kind of a Battle Royale situation.
It's Battle Royale situation, but it's not like, how can I say, like, I prefer Battle Royale. If I have to see a movie or series, prefer Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Now, I prefer it, but we will talk about it, like, when you will have finished. We could invite AJ.
I'm sure that she would just love that.
that could be funny, having, like, another perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the month of horror, so I tend to watch horror movies, but I actually haven't I haven't watched one, I think.
Yeah. I'm not the big fan of horror movies. I like horror movies.
I watched The Witch.
Oh, The Witch. No, not The Witch. The Vvitch.
Yeah,
The Vvitch. It's a 2V. The Vvitch.
Yeah. And then I also watched the original Halloween, so...
Oh,
but
yeah.
I always end Halloween with A House of 1,000 Corpses because I love that movie.
Oh, Rob Zombie movie is so good.
Yeah. I'm not really... I am a connoisseur, but I am not an expert on horror movies. But
honestly, like, if you have House of 1,000 Corpses, you have to watch, of course, The Devil's Reject.
Yeah.
And the last, The Tree from Hell from Rob Zombie. Oh, fuck. That's so good. It's not even horror anymore. It's like a road trip movie in a way. But it's so good.
Yeah.
It's Rob Zombie.
There's a bunch of crazy ones. Netflix sometimes comes out with a good one. Most of the time, they're not.
It's Netflix.
Okay.
It's Netflix. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you cannot ask, like, a lot from Netflix. You cannot.
I will continue to ask for better.
Yeah, of course.
Well, let's dive into these drinks.
Yeah.
I have one that I've had on the podcast before, probably way back in the early fucking episodes, but it's Jack's Abbey. Framing Hammer. S'mores. Basically a stout aged... in bourbon barrels. It's all lactose, vanilla, cocoa beans. Just an all around. I love these ones when they come out this time of year. They're one of my favorites. 12%. So they're going to fuck me up, but hey, whatever.
Man,
tis the night to get messed up.
It's Thursday. We all get messed up on Thursday. On my side, I have Kanawaki Brewing Company, Cryptopsy Pilsner Supremacy. Cryptopsy. And when you know the story about it, like, go check the episode. I think it's 39. Yeah, it's 39 of our podcast. And we talked with Drew Stevens from Kanawaki, which is the head brewer. He is the head brewer. So, yeah, and he was talking about this one. And he talked about the story. It was pretty fun. But, yeah, this is another batch because, like, it's a little bit different. The sticker is a bit different because you got the logo over here, the Cryptopsy logo. On the original, it's not. So, No, it wasn't on there on the first one. So, it's pretty cool.
Come on,
and
Drew.
Yeah, it's a Pilsner, but Pilsner, like a New World Pilsner, like you add Mosaic Ops in it. So I don't know if we can say if it's like, and no, it's not really an India Pale Lager because it's a Pilsner, but yeah, New World Pilsner, and with Mosaic Ops. I love that beer. Like it a lot. And yeah. Maybe I should get like on stouts really soon, but I don't have enough stouts. So I'm just keeping on my IPAs and Pilsners. Nice color. Like always. Drew's the best. Love those beer. So good. So.
Me and Phil have the same shirt.
Yeah, but
I'm not wearing it right now, but
yeah,
you Rivers of Nile. I saw Rivers. I saw the Up From the Sewer tour, Black Dahlia tour, that had Carnifex, After the Burial, Rivers of Nile, and Undeath.
Was it good?
Oh my God. I got my Undeath sweatshirt on. I love this band. I love this band. I'm going to be seeing them again next month.
Ooh.
Actually, I should check that out because it might be when you come.
Oh.
It's there with Mourned.
With Mourned?
Mourned, yeah. They're doing they're doing five shows, five off or whatever. It might be the fifth. I think it might be the week before you come.
Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah. Mourn on Death. Let's tap that.
It would be at the Middle East.
In Worcester?
No, this is in Cambridge.
Cambridge. Google, you are my friend and I love you. On Death, Mourn, Middle East. It's on November 21.
Oh, so I'm even way off. Yeah, so it's
Way off. Yeah, yeah, it's after.
So, but yeah, that's going to be a good show. I'm going to go to that. Even though nice. I don't really like driving out to Cambridge. I don't really like driving out to Boston at all, but I'm going to. Undeath is everything you could hope for. They're fantastic live. They have a good stage presence. I really enjoyed them. It was very interesting to me when I was at the show. There was a ton of After the Burial fans. And that surprised me. A ton of Carnifex fans, a ton of After the Burial fans. Almost more than, like, I think everyone there was, like, a fan of Black Dahlia. But, like, there really wasn't a lot of, like, Undeath people. It was mostly Carnifex, mostly After the Burial. So yeah, they sort of were a standout in my mind. I really enjoyed them. Everyone who was there really enjoyed them. After that, it was Rivers. And in my opinion, they were the best two bands. And just my opinion. And Rivers was good. You know, they did four songs, but they did, you know, their best four. I think right now
they did just four songs.
They did just four, but they did, Silent, they did Owls, and they did Work, and they did Clean.
Oh yeah.
So Clean. They're longer songs.
Yeah, so, it's longer songs, but
yeah, they were longer songs. Still pretty good. Still, you know, I could see the synthesizer on stage, and I was like, oh man, here we go. So far, I mean, they were good. They were very good. And then it was Carnifex. They're a band I've never really been super into. But I decided I was going to stay because I was like, well, I've never actually seen Carnifex. Because I always leave when those bands happen, or I go and I'm like, you know, I'm having beers with somebody or I'm doing something else, not paying attention. I gotta say, they do put on a good show. They're solid. Yeah. They're a solid live band. I'm not a huge fan of their albums, but they're a solid live band. They have a good show. They have an excellent atmosphere to them. And I mean, they were the heaviest band there for sure.
Mm.
Almost to the point where they were kind of out of place. Because to this point, we had Undeath was awesome. But Rivers kind of like really slowed things down. Not really like a ton of like, you know, they want you to move and they want you to get going, but it's like, it's a little hard. It's a little hard. And then Carnifex, it was like all the energy just went straight back up and it was like everyone just lost their shit. And they were great as far as a performance. The only band I really was disappointed in was After the Burial. I listened to them way early, like probably like, you know, I was younger or whatever, but during the gent stuff and everything, but I kind of got away from them. Not, you know, they just don't have enough for me as an outsider to like go in, you know, like they definitely have their fans and they're good. They're good live show. But they just don't have, I don't think they don't have like that thing to really kind of like get people involved in what they're doing. And that might just be because it's a lull. Their vocalists definitely, like, they take a lot of time because they're setting up different things. And so he's talking and he's saying things and he's talking about stuff, and that's fine. It just feels like it's like, we're back to like that Rivers feeling where it's like there's a lull sort of within the show itself.
Yeah.
But all in all, I mean, you know, you couldn't ask for a better lineup, I thought, as far as a live show is concerned.
Yeah, the lineup seems pretty good.
And then Black Dahlia was just their Black Dahlia. Amazing. Dude. I mean, they were great. They did. They just went song after song. They just ripped it up, and they were fantastic.
It's funny because I talked to Jerry when he was in Montreal, and we were talking about the Black Dahlia show in Dallas, and we were talking about Rivers of Nile. We were talking with Matt also, and Matt was like, yeah, the new album is good, but it's not like, there's no song memorable. I don't know if he said that like properly, but like completely like that, but he said something in the types of, oh, there's no memorable song. Like, I don't remember one song that is like memorable. And Jerry was on my side by saying like, no, this album was fucking great, but this album is an experience. That's what we conclude after our, let's say, review of it. It's an experience. It's nothing more than an experience. You experiment the album with it, you grow with it, and it's just like, for me, it's in the same type of album than like Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. It got like this vibe, like,
yeah,
the songs are memorable on Dark Side, but like this album, you have to listen to it like from front to back. You have to listen. You don't have like just to put in shuffle. You have to put it like from one to the last, the first to the last.
Like a Mastodon. For me,
A Mastodon. Yeah, but Mastodon got some like maybe the older Mastodon, but like the new one, like you can put in shuffle. That's no problem. But this album of Rivers, it's hard. It's very hard to put it in shuffle because the song's just flowing from one to another. So, like, you got this feeling, like, if you listen it to shuffle, you would not understand the album. That's what I think.
I tend to agree more with Matt. We talked to somebody about this before, and I said it. I gave it like a 7.5 out of 10. Just my dumb opinion, but
no, it's not dumb.
My whole thing is, you know, it's the album I expected, not the album I wanted.
It was the same thing. Same thing with Matt.
Yeah, it's sort of like I'm kind of glad that they did what they did, but at the same time, I know they're capable of more because I saw it on the last album. So I just would want, to at least, like, I feel like they have their bumpers up, like when you're bowling and you fucking put the bumpers up and shit in your lane. Like, I feel like for this album, they kind of put the bumpers up and they kind of just did something that they were really comfortable doing. Whereas with Owls, you knew that they were like, they were just like, we're trying some shit, we're gonna see how it goes. But this time around, it was like they just wanted to be very comfortable, and that's kind of why I can't really get into it. It just feels too safe. Just feels too safe to me that they just have too, they have a few songs in there that I'm like, all right, I like that. But then the way it does flow and the way that it eaves and kind of goes throughout, I feel it's a little too safe. I wish they would have done a little more, and they would have been a little more bolder with a couple things. Like, we talked about, you know, I talked about the synthesizer, you know, how Brody's got the synthesizer now, and they're experimenting with that kind of stuff. And I think it's cool if you can do it the right way. And I thought that they're right there. They're, like, on the right track. I just, you know, let's like do a little more, you know, let's see what else you guys can do, because for sure they have the talent and they have the mindset and the ability. I just felt like this was just a safe option to do. I'm not going to blame them because Owls was so huge that, like, what do you expect? You know, like, they can't just like go out and they think that they're going to get a horseshoe up their ass a second time with something else that's crazy. I don't think so. So it's just, it just did. It just felt like a little too safe. I thought that they could do a little bit more. That's just me and my slight opinions.
No. Your opinions is good. I'm just not, I think we are not in the same vibe because,
well,
I
look think at it this way. You are also really in the prog.
And yeah, so but you can get I it. Can I say my dumb opinion? My turn. It's my turn. I choose it. The Cryptopsy choose it. It's my turn.
Did the Golden Skull say you could talk?
Susie said it. Hey, Susie, can I talk? Yeah, Phil, you can't talk.
I don't think so. I didn't. I have no recollection of this.
She said yes, she got beer.
Nah, dude, you were moving those hands. You were moving.
No,
nah, I saw it.
No,
but I have no recollection.
Okay, so my turn on that album. You saying it's safe? I mean, it would have been safe if they would have kept the saxophone on all album. If they would have done like the same Owls, like Owls Part 2. That would have been safe for me. Like, for me, this album is pretty experimental because of the synthesizer. If you take the synth was a pretty ballsy move. It was a pretty ballsy move because they were not having synth, or Brody was not playing with synth on the other album. Maybe like doing synth like some background noises, but not like since Soto and all that. He was not doing that. And on that album, that's a ballsy move. That it's pretty ballsy to do something like that a follow-up of an album that is just like the pinnacle right now of Rivers. And I think that's more experimental. And that's why I'm saying it's not really like it's not safe, because like it's not safe for the simple reason that some people don't like the album, and that's completely fine. And they will not be like, oh, I won't listen to Rivers of Night, the new album, because I don't like it because of synthesizer, or maybe it's too soft at some moments. And I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But for me, it was pretty experimental and pretty ballsy to do an album like that after the one that is like the pinnacle of their discography right now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's just that think of the leap they took from Monarchy to River to Owls, and you're going from being a tech death to basically prog, adding the saxophone. Like, that's a huge, like, that to me is like you're changing your identity. You're going into a whole different realm of things. Like, that's a huge leap.
If you compare it to Monarchy, yeah. I understand your point. I understand that it's safe for you to say, like, the evolution from Owls to the work, it's pretty safe. And completely understand.
Yeah.
But for
it's
me,
just,
when
you... It's just a safe bet. They still had sax on the other on work, too.
Yeah, they got
one. You know, and they still had it in there, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, they got one song, not three songs. So for me, it's less song.
I think it's two.
No, one. I think I've listened to the album. I think it's one. Like one solo and that's it. It was hot.
They played it live. It was a good song.
And yeah, so I mean, for me, the album, maybe it's not the album of the year, but it was pretty cool. And I understand your safe opinion. Like, it was a safe move. It was a safe album. And I agree. But I disagree because there's more experimental stuff they're doing. I think they are taking like the path of a Pink Floyd or just like a progressive band, but adding the technical, the death metal, modern death stuff in it. I think that's what they're doing.
I guess it's pretty interesting. I guess that's why we differ on this. I don't look at that as very interesting. I look at that as like you're not using your tools. You're just using the answers to the last equations you had. You need to. I want you to come up with like mix it. Come up with something a little different. Like really hold on to that identity that they have, because I don't want they're too good to be another progressive experimental band. Like they're way better than that, and I think that they can be. So I want them to do a little more.
That's interesting. I think you're asking too much.
I probably am.
You're asking too much, and I will say why. You're asking too much because you want a Monarchy part two.
No, I don't. At this point, I don't care if they do Tech Death again, because I feel like Monarchy is pretty good, and like they're in the progressive realm of things now. But what I do want is I want more of like, I just want more like, oh wow, I didn't expect that, and just like the musicianship and the accuracy and all that that Owls had, you know, like honestly, you could tell they really took their time and they really crafted it, and even though they were taking a huge leap, they really thought about it and stuff. I just felt that this one felt a little too safe, a little too, I will say, rushed maybe. Like, just, you know, like, had a lot of time to work on it. I don't know. I don't feel Owls. I don't feel the band. Like, I don't feel Rivers as much as I would in the last three albums.
I'll be honest, they are changing, and you can see it with their artwork. If you watch the logo, not the same logo. So I think they are just doing a change over there. So it's funny how just changing a logo can just change your sound. You know, like you take Mastodon, the fifth album. Well, change logo and the sound is pretty different. And then you go six, change the logo again. The sound stayed the same, but it's different from the first four.
Are you like and a then metal you take, detective?
Yeah, I'm a metal detective. Metal detector. Feel the metal detector. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Phil is the gatekeeper to the progressive song gates. So you have to pass through him to be able to get into the genre.
Boo!
And it's just him with Devin Townsend's face as a mask.
God damn it. Yeah, funny enough, I was listening to the Devin Townsend podcast. So
funny enough, of course you were.
No, I just started it. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
I just started a podcast. Like, it's not really a podcast, it's more like a journal of his album journey. Like he's talking about, okay, I'm talking about the album Ocean Machine. Okay, this time I'm talking about City from Strapping Young Lad. Oh, this time I'm talking about Physicist. And I was like at this episode of the Physicist episode, pretty interesting. Like I love his thinking. And when you say each album is different, it's like he's saying each album are different because it's another state of mind. You take Infinity, for example. Infinity, he was on LSD all the fucking time. He was taking psychotropes. And he was like, this album was so psychedelic. Like, this guy just turned his life into hell. And he went to, like, a mental hospital.
Institute.
Mental institution. Like, he was institutionalized at the end because, like, everyone around him was like, you are insane, Devin. You are just insane. Like, why are you doing those things? Dude, why? And, like, this guy was just out there, like, because of psychedelics and all. It was just, like, imagining something that were not real. And then he realized with that mental institute journey, he realized that he was bipolar. So, like, it's something wow. like that. I think it's pretty interesting. I love that podcast. Go check out the Devin Townsend podcast. He's not doing it anymore, but there's, like, 14 episodes. Because he doesn't like podcasts. That's what he said. At first, it was like, I don't like podcasts, but I just want to do it because COVID-19.
Yeah. Maybe we can get enough. Him on one day. Maybe we can coerce him on.
I would love to get Devin Townsend on.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel like my brain could take it. You two talking, my head would probably explode.
I would love to talk to him. Like, like, don't be in the episode. I will talk him alone.
Phil's extra long shorts is what we'll call it. It's a 3-hour conversation.
3 hours conversation, come on. Yeah. Just talking about puppets and coffee and yeah.
Yeah, literally, there's nothing about music. It's about everything else.
And talking about poop.
Yeah, everybody poops, remember that.
Everybody poop. And Ziltoid poops too.
Hey, since we're on the topic since we're on the topic of new albums.
Yeah.
What do you think of the new Trivium album?
I haven't listened to it. I haven't listened to it because it's not a fucking Bandcamp. And Roadrunner is just fucking shit. I like it.
I like it so
much. But like I've heard some song. I think I've heard, I don't remember all the songs that I've heard, but it's pretty cool. But I haven't listened to the last album, so I don't know what can I say. I think I will listen to the last album, because I've listened to The Sin of the Sentence,
and it was
a great album. What the Dead Man Say, I don't even know how it sounds, because I don't know why.
I didn't like that one, and I honestly didn't really know what to think of this one, but I really like this one. I like it. Yeah.
It's funny how in 1 year you can evolve your sound. Like some people are honestly saying that.
It's pretty impressive that they're able to, they cranked that shit out. And they came out with an even better one. I don't think a lot of bands could do that.
I think that revival of Trivium, it's because of Alex Band, the drummer. Because he's adding some new flavor on that band. And yeah, I think that's probably pretty interesting. And also just like Matt Heafy restarting to do like scream vocals. So I'm like, oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. Hmm. Who?
What happened?
Who's texting?
Oh no! Bandcamp release. What got released? Just what released. Is the release? Penance by Bound in Fear.
Hmm.
Oh, cool. Sick.
Nice.
Good to know.
That's good to know.
We're talking about it right now.
Let's talk about it. Let's listen to it.
my favorite release so far has been Creeping Death. They've delivered.
Yeah.
I like that Creeping Death EP. That thing is awesome.
I will have to listen to it. Like this week I've listened to it's an old album, but Evil Hell Unleashed. Pretty nice.
Listening to a lot of Vomit Force.
Vomit Force, I don't know.
Yeah, Vomit Force.
I don't know what is it.
It's good stuff. That's what it is.
I will listen to it. Blood Red Throne. Their new album is sick. I love it. But I think I just want to go back on Evil because Evil, you're talking about like Misfire, like it's like your trash band.
Thrash band of the year, yeah.
I think you will like Evil. I think you will like Evil because I think that's a good thrash metal. It's not like they are able to mix the high tempo stuff and high speed metal stuff, and they are able to add this mid tempo, but like it's not like too much mid tempo or too much high. Like they can just blend it all together. And the vocals, like old Drake is not a singer, like basically he's not a singer, but that album is just so intense, dude. I was banging in my car. I was like, oh yeah, I love it. Love it. It's just so good. Like that's so like straight to the point. It's not going like with different pathways. Straight to the point, fucking trash. Fucking British trash. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've also been back down the rabbit hole of the Black Crown Initiate rabbit hole that often happens to me.
So good, Black Crown Initiate.
I often go down in that rabbit hole sometimes.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. No, good album. And yeah. I'm trying to think about a new team. New subject.
New subject?
Yeah.
I know that Four Phantoms is going to be opening up soon. It might actually open up when I will come. Yeah, well, actually, will be before. They said within 1 to 2 weeks. That would put us the end of October or the beginning of November.
Hmm. Nice. Speaking of which, the U.S. border, like Canada to U.S., will open in November.
Perfect.
So
it'll be the first test subject.
I don't know when in November because like they're saying, oh, it's beginning November, but we don't know when. Like beginning when can be like in the 10th days, can be like, I don't know, the 6th or I don't know. We don't have details because they don't want to tell us details.
Yeah.
But good thing though, I won't have to get a PCR test. Of what I heard, like, I just get my vaccination proof and I'm good to go. For coming back, I don't know what will be the procedure, but let's find it out. I'll find out.
Well, this is just a game of we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Make it work.
I don't want to figure it out. I'd want to know now.
You best be careful. I have the two beer fridges in here.
Ooh.
You don't want no late night drinking on you.
Yeah, you got two beer fridge. What the fuck? I just got one.
Yeah, no, I have a craft beer fridge, and then ooh, I have a domestic beer fridge.
Oh, so the big difference. Big difference.
Big difference. Big, huge, huge difference.
It's so huge difference. Of course.
Hold on, I must respond to this. Sorry, everybody.
Fuck you.
You're good.
fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, so I have a domestic beer fridge because a lot of everybody that I know does not like craft beer. I have some of my really good friends will drink craft beer, but most of them don't. So what I do is I always stock a fridge with other beer for other people. But
that's good.
I also enjoy, like, my own fucking, like, domestic beer. So, like, I'll get Yingling, fucking Coors, Banquet, that shit. But then I'll keep the craft beer fridge, too. That's always stocked with whatever.
Craft beer is the best. Mm-hmm. I like some domestic stuff, but I like more craft beer. Like, domestic... Like, if we say imported domestic, like Stade Artois, or I don't know, Mexican stuff like Dos Equis and Sol, pretty nice for summer. Mm. And what is it? Fuck, it's the brown ale from fucking England. I don't remember the name. Gosh, what is it? Fuck. The brown ale from England.
It's called the brown ale from England.
No, it's the brown note.
That's pretty much what they could come up with.
It's the brown note. It's the Peter Brown ale.
Seriously.
brown ale. Newcastle. The Newcastle is pretty nice. Mm. I like the Newcastle. Yeah. And yeah. Coors, not my favorite. Like, I've never tasted the Coors Banquet.
Oh, well, you're going to have one here, baby. I got 12 of them.
You got 12 of them, so... Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, when I go to, like... If I know I'm going to a function that's all day, I'll bring some craft stuff normally for later, but I'll start with, like, an easier beer or whatever.
Coors Banquet.
Just have like, you know, do that throughout the day, and then towards the end of the day, you know, break out the better stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
Of
course. That's pretty much what I do.
Of course. Like,
and I always start super heavy with my crafts, and then I'll go lighter towards the end of the night. Yeah. To wind down.
You start heavy and you go like light. What the fuck?
It's I do the same thing. I do the same thing when I go out to eat. Like, I'll go out and then I'll get right off the bat like 12%er right off the money, and then I'll strategically go down from there.
Yeah, you know, it was the same thing because I've been to Kanawaki, and Kanawaki, like, pizza and all, like. It was the best thing ever. It was like, you take a pizza and the beer, the pint of one beer is like $1. $1.
Just one.
For a pint. For a fucking pint if you buy a pizza. I'm like, okay, that's nice. But there was some beer that were like a little bit more fancy. So it's like $2 or $3. I took the $3 one because I'm a fancy bitch. And yeah. I'm a fancy bitch, and I wanted, like, it's the wooden steel beer. It's like a Saison, 10% with mango puree. So it was pretty interesting, but it was fucking, it was like, oh, shit, it was dangerous. It was so dangerous, because at the end I was like, oh, you have to drive. Fuck.
Dude, I always try to keep in mind that I drive. It used to be, because what used to happen is Uber was always so fucking cheap. So like an Uber from my house in Worcester to downtown is what used to be like $8 during like prime hours. So hey, it was like awesome. So I would just take Uber all the time. But now it's $20. So I'm like, oh, fuck.
Damn. $20 for you? $20 for Uber?
For an Uber, yeah. One.
Oh, yeah, from the town to your house or something. Yeah.
No, from the center of Worcester to, like, my place. And it's, like, I don't know, maybe, like, a 10-minute drive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 10 minutes. I can understand. Because, yeah. Like...
But it used to be eight.
I took the Uber. I took the Uber, like, in Montreal because I drank, like, a little bit too much and I wasn't able to walk all the way to the Airbnb. So I was like, oh, maybe we should take a Uber because the metro is closed at 1 a.m. So I'm like, oh, okay, take a Uber.
If I can walk, I walk. That's what I do.
Yeah, but, like, I was, like, so... Like, I saw food, I was like... Oh, I don't want to.
Oh yeah, you were queasy, were you?
Like my friend was like, I got the munchies, dude. I have to eat, and I'm like, no, I don't want to eat. I want to go.
Dude, I can eat. That's my problem. I get I'm drinking all this liquid bread, and then I go, you know what would be great right now? A calzone.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm getting calzones and pizza.
I love thinking like. I have some munchies, but I was so drunk that time, I was like, no, I cannot eat, like, because I will throw up. Because, like, okay, I don't remember all the drinks that I took. I remember I took, like, a cocktail, the Turbo Goblin in Turbo House. I took, like, maybe four beers, but, like, four beers for IAB. It's empty?
Don't worry.
Me too. Me too. It's empty.
I got time for one more.
Yeah, me too. I got time for a few more, but maybe like two a second. Whatever. But I drank a lot. I drank like four or five beers. I drank like three shooters. And it was not in like in a big stretch of time. It was like very limited time. So I was a bit drunk. Yeah, I was drunk. But yeah, no, it was fun. Jerry was drunk also, so it was funny.
Man, yeah, I can't wait for that shit, dude. Can't wait to see everybody.
Yeah, and yeah, it was so fun. And yeah, no, drunk times is good. It's rare that I'm drunk. It's very rare that I'm drunk because most of the time I drive. So I don't want to get drunk too much. So when I'm drunk, I'm drunk.
I would say it's very rare that I'm drunk, but it's not.
So like when you will see me, maybe I'll get drunk. Oh no, I'll get drunk.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to, dude, because
I have to get drunk. Come on.
We can go anywhere.
Come on. I have to get drunk.
You have to. You have to get smashed, dude.
I got to get smashed.
Yeah, dude. It's always tough to pace, to like figure out how to pace yourself because you never know what you're going to run into when you go to the bars and shit. But hey,
I have to get smashed and I got to smash.
Yeah, that's normally
it won't happen. It won't happen. Or maybe in a bar somewhere, a girl like she. Oh, I like French. Can you talk? Bonjour.
Oh, just a start. Yeah, that's how you're gonna start. Yeah.
Bonjour, comment vas-tu? Genre, just bonjour, comment vas-tu? Hi, how are you?
Phil, like, you're not with bringing the undesirables back to my place. I will not stand for it.
I would go to her place if she got a place. And I would be like, Evan, can you pick me up?
Be like, nah, brother. That Venmo, you $20 for an Uber. Do it yourself.
Come on. God damn it.
Dude, It'd be nuts. I can't wait. It's gonna be a fun time. I thought that like we should just fucking vlog it the whole time, but
yeah.
That would get so crazy.
That's the goal? We have to vlog it?
We have to vlog it.
Oh my God. Wake up like in the morning. I will say so. It's like 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm just preparing myself.
In the dark. You're just like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited.
Well, Jerry was telling me, he's like, man, when you go to Montreal, get your liver ready. And I was like, it's gonna be one of these. I'm so used to being the guy that like drinks a lot all the time. And so like I can just like it's no problem for me normally. So that's always very interesting. I love it when I meet people who can like they're on the same level.
When Jerry drinks, he drinks. Mm-hmm. I saw
like
it.
Fish, dude.
I saw it. Like I drank like that day. I drank like on the lunch. I drank a little bit in afternoon, and after that, I drank like all night.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, dude, when you have the opportunity to like cut loose and just fucking have a good time. Oh, I'm having a good time.
Oh, I'm gonna knock loose. I'm going to knock
you. Boo. Boo.
I run a song. Dun, 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 dun. No, that album of Knock Loose is so intense, dude.
I just keep watching the tweets of
Hey, they released a new EP, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, with a short film. I never saw it. Like I didn't saw it, but I will see it because Knock Loose is so good.
I keep watching DeFonts from Continental Booking. I see his tweets all the time, and he is in love with that fucking EP.
Yeah.
He is in love with it.
I will listen to it.
I wish I had that type of happiness that he has for that EP, because he really does. He talks about it a lot.
Yeah, but Knock Loose is so good. I love that band a lot. Like, I think what is pretty cool is the vocals. The vocals are so high, but so, like, violent. It's still just like,
yeah. Just as you haven't listened to Trivium, I haven't listened to that, so I gotta check it out.
Yeah, but I was
They're
more
coming
listening
here too.
I wasn't listening like to the new EP. I was listening to an old album. It's Laugh Tracks, and the song Counting Worms. Like just, I wrote a song about getting better. It's a feeling I can't remember. Oh, just like that. When he's doing like the I'm like, oh shit.
I love that song.
Oh, like there's not a lot of lyrics, but it's so good. Like the lyrics are as it is. I wrote a song about getting better. It's a feeling I can't remember. Counting worms. That's the lyrics. Nothing else, nothing more. 1 minute, it's going straight. It's like a Converge song. It goes fast. That's what we want.
Like grind, dude. Just pig destroyer.
Like grind, just fucking grind. Fucking pig, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Knock Loose, this one is pretty cool. I will keep checking out the new EP because I think it would be pretty nice. So yeah. No, Knock Loose, pretty good. Hey, let's do shout out because that's not my shout out.
That's not your shout out? All right, let's do shout
outs. No, it's not. No, it is not because I have another shout out.
You want to go first then? Tell me your shout out.
Okay, I will tell you. Necrotic Gore Beast released the new album, Human Deviance Galore. It's a slam band from Quebec City and Montreal because the drummer is Montreal, but that's a long story. I love that band so much. It's so good. John Mayer, good friend. And yeah, so intense. At first, I was like, maybe there's too much song that is ending and fade out. But I re-listened to it and I was like, oh no, there's like maybe two songs that are fading out. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't know why I thought it was more. But fuck, It's violent, dude. It's Nicholas Gorbis. You cannot ask for more. Like, it's just like, just intense from the start to finish. You want some good slam, bro? You go with Nicholas Gorbis.
You want some good slam, kid.
Hey, dude, you want some slams? I want some slams.
Man, slam jam. I gotta tell you, I'm so ready for so many albums coming out. 200 Stab Wounds, Genocide Pat, which that's one of my favorite bands ever. I love that band. I'm going to give it, it's a little weird, 2-song EP. I got to give it to Fuming Mouth. They take what they please. And another song on there is Devolve. So it's not huge. It's not a long little EP thing, but man, it is, they're good songs, memorable, fantastic. Check them out.
Perfect. Fuming Mouth.
Shout out to the Fuming Mouth boys, dude. They're awesome.
And yeah. And shout out to you, all the other bands also that we talk about in the episode, because they are good, good albums. We all love it. And yeah, that's Whispers from the Void for you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. I love yours more. Thanks for tuning in.
like Porky Pig at the end of every Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah. It's like, thanks for tuning in, folks.
Oh, hey there, Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kermit!
Why don't you rub on these tadpoles?
Hey, can I have some cookie?
Bye.
I want some cookie.
Bye. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Ah, shit. So, he's Evan.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Phil. And see you on the next episode. Cheers.
Don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.